Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
BJ and Jamie. Frog is doing the coolest thing this week, Jamie. I found out yesterday. I had no idea. I don't know what the heck's going on at my house. But this week, he's going to another camp. This week, it's a cooking camp.
A cooking camp is really? Fun.
With a seven-year-old?
That's super fun.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think it's really cool.
I like it.
He told me that yesterday. I had no idea. And he told me yesterday, he said, a cooking camp. And I said, get out of here. You're 7 years old. They're not going to let you around the stove, right? And then, obviously, Lisa confirmed that, but they're doing cooking camp all week long.
Wow, she didn't even consult you.
No. Nah. Well, they never do. I haven't had any vote at any camp we've done all summer. You kidding? From the Outback to whatever it is and to this and the jamborees or jumpathons or whatever they call them.
What?
But you know, where they go in to these playhouses and what is it called? The like the competition that you guys talk about on TV.
American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Like the ninja camps.
Yeah, the ninja camp thing. Yeah.
Did you put your daughter in any camps?
No.
Is she too young for it?
Maybe. I don't know. We just never really checked it out.
Right on the cusp.
She's probably doing swimming lessons.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's cool. Yeah, he's doing cooking camp. I think when he grows up, I think women like men that can cook.
For sure.
Don't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure they do.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a good chef, look out, man. You're going to score. Your creme brulee is going to make it for you.
Your creme
brulee. Your creme brulee is going to make it for you. Oh, come on, Frog. I told him, bring home some cookies today.
Nice.
I said, whatever you cook, bring some to Dad, okay?
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Did that cost you?
What, the camp?
Yeah.
Well, if I don't make the plans, then I don't know the bill.
Because you know it's not cheap because there's food involved.
I do know that they went north for the weekend, Friday night and Saturday night, to a friend's house up there, some other girls, whatever, yeah, bringing their kids. And I stayed here to play golf. And I did notice that they went to Bucky's for about $1.99.
Nice.
$199 at Bucky's.
Yes. Well, you know, and I get yelled at for, you know, certain things that I buy or pay for, like gambling or something. But Bucky's. $200 at Bucky's.
You know what's funny about Bucky's is like we all took that trip, right? We all went on the Bucky bus and all that stuff. Yeah. I have no desire to ever go back.
Haven't gone back at all yet.
I have no desire. Like, it was fine that one time, but it's not on like, I don't even want to go.
I like it. I do.
No, it's not that I didn't like it. That's not what I said. I'm saying, like, I just have no, like, it's not a goal for me to ever go back.
No kidding. No more wall of jerky?
Yeah, no wall of jerky, no nothing. So, but I know people that actually, like, it's a thing for them.
Oh, they
it's,
carve out time in their days to
yeah,
go.
It's yeah, like Disneyland.
Yeah.
You know, like, they really want to go. I'm like,
I think it's one of those things that, for me anyway, that if you're in that neighborhood, maybe you make a stop there. But, you know, I'm not going to go out of my way to go. But if I'm up in the northern part and, you know, got a little free time, yeah, swing by to see that rat.
No, but weren't you disappointed when you found out that the barbecue was like, it's in a packet that they microwave?
I don't know.
That was
I find it to be delicious.
No, I know. But don't, because they act like that they made it there. They don't.
Like every time they carve it up, they do that song. They do a whole thing,
but it's actually microwaved.
I don't know. I guess I never thought about it. I never thought about it. It didn't really, it doesn't really weigh in with me because,
I just thought it was like brisket was like in the back being smoked. I thought it was a whole thing. But now I'm like, beep, 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 beep. They microwave it and they cut it up and they make a song about microwaving something. It's kind of a disappointment.
Yeah, I liked it though. I really did. But they went up there. So they come back here and they've got a tub. Now, who needs this? Let me ask you this. Who needs this? We have a tub. I'll bet you this thing, it's the size of a 2-gallon bucket, and it's all watermelon cotton candy. A 2-gallon bucket of watermelon cotton candy.
That sounds awful. Well,
what kind of
defense,
mood?
In her defense, I have a Bucky's beach ball.
You do.
you went all out. You got everything.
I did. I got
you
everything.
Got fishing poles.
I got fishing poles. Oh, that came in handy, though. I got fishing poles that are a hot dog cookers.
Yeah.
But they look like fishing poles. We used them this weekend over the fire. We all cooked hot dogs. It really, those are kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
They are, it looks like you're fishing, holding a hot dog over the fire. Come on.
I think every household needs one. Are you kidding me?
Amazing.
Next time I go to Bucky's, I'm getting one.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. $200 at Bucky's. I guess it does take a lot for $200 though.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Not at Bucky's, but they hit the wall of jerky. We have about 6 different brands of or flavors of jerky, so it was a successful trip for them. It appears.
Fun was
the old
by
Bucky
all.
Stop.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie weekday mornings on Alice.